today is as good a day as any to show how hard we're willing to work for what we believe is the future of the city of San Antonio.
A, B, C, D.
Speeches and rallies led to Election Day, where nearly 54% of San Antonians cast their ballot in favor of pre-K for SA. Mayor Julian Castro told the council the city has done something it has never done before.
To ensure that thousands and thousands of children in our city have a brighter future because they never get behind.
Now begins the work. With the model education centers under review, the council must appoint a board, and each district will get one nominee. At least 3 weeks remain until they are due. As of now, the majority of the council is undecided. District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal tells me he's mulling over a few candidates. He says he hopes the council talks with each other about their picks to get a diverse group. District 6 Councilman Ray Lopez says he's already confirmed his nominee, former San Antonio Youth Literacy Executive Director Dave Force.
I wanted to appoint someone or ask somebody to serve that one had the time and the background to kind of understand how organizations work. It's important to have people that understand education, but I think as we get the organization moving, we've got to have people that have organizational skills, know how to bring people together.
District 9 Councilwoman Elisa Chan is still considering her choices, but says Northeast ISD Board President Susan Galindo is in the running. Castro will appoint the pre-K for SA board chair. He says he hasn't approached his colleagues with suggestions, but says someone already involved in the process could be positive.
We're going to have a conversation about folks who understand the initiative, but also not limited to them. But yeah, I think it'll be helpful if they understand pre-K for SA already.
It's just the first step in a series of many for this new initiative. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.